From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in held a surprise meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. They exchanged views on how to prepare for the North's possible summit with President Trump, who recently canceled the June 12th meeting. Former U.S.-North Korea negotiator Christopher Hill says he doubts the summit will be resurrected at the last minute.
The Trump administration never adequately prepared. But preparation should include the drafting of some kind of joint statement to really outline where the differences are. I never saw any indication that anyone had taken the time to do that.
President Trump canceled the planned talks with Kim, blaming recent threatening statements by Pyongyang to pull out of the summit over what it saw as confrontational remarks by U.S. officials. An American who had been held as a prisoner in Venezuela since the summer of 2016 is now back in the U.S. Joshua Holt and his Venezuelan wife and daughter arrived in the United States accompanied by Senator Bob Corker, who helped negotiate their release. Then they met at the White House with President Trump.
We have Josh Holt and his wife Tammy, and they came back from a very tough ordeal in a Venezuelan prison, almost 2 years, Josh. And, amazing that you were able to take it. Your daughter, Marion's here, and your parents.
Holt and his wife have been imprisoned in Venezuela for 2 years on charges of concealing weapons, a charge they deny. Senator Corker met with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro for talks on Friday. This is VOA News. United Nations Children's Fund warning the Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo threatens the health and well-being of children. UNICEF spokesperson Christophe Bourriac says schools are crucial for minimizing the risk of transmission among children.
UNICEF is scaling up prevention efforts in school across all the three affected health zones. This includes ongoing efforts to install hand-washing units in 277 schools and supporting awareness-raising activities reaching more than 13,000 children in Bandaka, Bikoro, and Iboko.
Previous outbreaks of Ebola in the DRC have shown high levels of trauma for children. Irish citizens have voted by a large margin to repeal the country's restrictive abortion law, dealing a serious blow to the anti-abortion movement. Outcome is a landmark victory in the Irish women's fight for abortion rights in a predominantly Catholic nation. Ireland's Health Minister Simon Harris says there were a lot of tears of relief when the referendum passed.
It's not celebration in the marriage equality sense. Termination is never a cause for celebration. No woman ever wants to find themselves in that situation. But it is certainly relief that Ireland has voted to be a more compassionate place.
The vote eliminates a 1983 amendment that required authorities to defend the lives of women and a fetus equally and banned abortion under nearly every circumstance. World Health Organization's annual conference has ended on a high note, with the organization's director general praising delegates for giving him a strong mandate to implement an ambitious program of reforms as well as initiatives that will improve global health. World Health Assembly, the decision-making body of the WHO, has passed a number of resolutions aimed at improving global health. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says and notes that the Assembly has approved a roadmap to reduce deaths.
You passed resolutions on tuberculosis and non-communicable diseases, and you have agreed to increase the development and use of digital technologies to improve health and keep the world safe.
WHO Chief urged the delegates to go back to their home countries with renewed determination to work every day for the health of their people. United Nations says the ongoing drought has gripped two-thirds of Afghanistan's 34 provinces and has put more than 2 million people at risk of becoming severely food insecure. UN has documented the first migration of more than 21,000 people since the beginning of May to urban centers due to drought and depleted food stocks for families. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.